You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. Amen. I have been enjoying the series we are on. It's been a great time, right? Praise God. So you need to catch those messages, listen to them, download them. They will show you the link on Telegram. You can just search for Pastor Femi Lazarus' messages. You should bring it out. Is that okay? It takes a lifetime to know a marriage that works. It is not known through pictures. I wish. In fact, the size of the wedding does not determine the quality of the home. Praise God. Are you following me? There are people who want to be happy in marriage, but by nature, they are not happy people. I have something very cogent to teach you this morning. So I'll share it. One for first service, the second one for second service. Is that okay? So my topic this morning is like father, like son syndrome. Then second service, we go to what? Praise God. There are two things that the devil fought from the beginning, predominantly. And please pay attention. There are too many things to learn from the book of Genesis, particularly Genesis 1, 2, and 3. So many powerful things to learn. The fall of man started with the fall of a family. But the fall of the family started with the woman usurping authority given to the man. By the grace of God, there are many things I've not been able to do because of ISM. After ISM, I resume my special mentorship class for ladies, where I train ladies who believe they've been called to marry ministers. Celebrate grace. I'm going to preach fire this morning. Hallelujah. If you marry wrong, when your wife comes in and you are preaching, your message dries up. It what? Cries. Everything you want to say, you just be there mocking. Yeah, yeah. I saw something in the course of the week. I saw a Nigerian celebrity put out that he's looking forward to a day he will sleep with a mother and daughter. And I saw people clapping and saying, well, it will happen. In fact, at some point he shared a DM of somebody saying that herself and her mother are ready. And the mother is 40 and she is just 21. And that's why I said to you in the course of this teaching, if you fail to gain grounds, your children will have to fight for those grounds. What we are dealing with is very spiritual. It is what? Very spiritual. But let me focus on where I'm going. Like father, like son syndrome. Do you get what I'm saying now? Say it loud and clear. Like father, like son syndrome. Say it again. Hear me. The essence of this teaching is not to spark fear, but to call your attention to something. If the devil succeeds in doing something with a generation, he believes he can do it with the next effortlessly. And I'm going to be attempting to show you the pattern for doing it. Is that clear now? Anything the devil succeeds in doing with a generation, any area you look at your parents, that there is a sign that the devil defeated them in that area, it believes that he can also defeat you in that area. Why? The weakness of a generation makes the next generation vulnerable. Yes. Note that, please. The weakness of a generation makes the next generation what? Vulnerable. So you must pay attention to patterns, pay attention to victories, pay attention to defeat. Is that okay now? I'm not talking about your life now. I'm talking about in the life of those who have gone ahead of you. Anything the devil succeeds in doing with them, he believes he can do the same with you. And the first way to be trapped is to believe nothing can happen. I remember I was teaching about deception and I said the first way to overcome deception is to know you can be deceived. If somebody is talking to you and you know in your heart, this fellow can deceive me, the chance of him succeeding will be very slim. True or not true? Very slim. But if you say nobody can deceive me without knowing, no, they will. They will. I've had people come to the church office to deceive me. Somebody came and said he just got a job in National Assembly. And one of the ways you know deceivers is that they put you under pressure. Emergency. Money, now. I'm dying. I'm stranded. I'm this. If God didn't create me, you won't die. So God has other options. Praise God. So, whenever the devil succeeds in doing something with a generation, he believes, I'm just going to mention some things in passing so you can note them down. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 2, Paul was speaking to Timothy, said the woman was not deceived, but the man was. Meaning that the fall happened to the man because he was the one who really received the instruction. And when the woman had gone ahead of him to touch and eat what God asked them not to, he could have stood there to rebuke her because the seed of humanity was tied in his loins. But he fell also with the woman. Adam fell. Cain fell also. Is that okay now? Adam fell. Cain what? Fell also. God speaking to Cain said to him, Cain, sin lies at your door, but you must master it. And the Bible talks about the time they went to give sacrifice to God. And Abel offered burnt offering. And Cain offered his own sacrifices. And then the mark that the sacrifice had been received in that generation is that the smoke ascends to heaven. That's the sign. And Cain was angry. And the Bible said that he was disquieted within himself that God has rejected the sacrifice. And God said to him, if you are accepted, will your sacrifice not be accepted? And he looked at his brother in jealousy. He led him to the field, and the Bible said he picked a stone and smote his brother. So we see that the devil succeeding with Adam tells him he can succeed with humanity, like father, like son. Abraham lied about Sarah, that Sarah was his sister. Isaac did the same. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 34, we see a story there of the young, beautiful girl called Dinah, the only daughter, at least recorded, that was born to Jacob. Is that okay now? That's the only daughter recorded. And she went out to explore. The Bible says that she went out to see the daughters of the land, and Shechem, the son of Hamon, the Hivite, saw her, took her, lay with her, and defiled her. And when he did that, the Bible said that his soul was clipped to her. And he went to reach out to his father that he wanted to marry her. And let me say this to you, that in essence shows that it is not love if defilement comes before commitment. It is not love if defilement comes before commitment. It is not love. So Jacob was very angry within himself, that why will this boy do this? He shared with his sons. Among those sons, he had one of them called Levi, very powerful young man. And Jacob told Ammon, he said to him, he said, the only way for that to happen is that all the males in their house should be circumcised. And what happened? They all got circumcised to show you that they were really interested in the young lady. And while the men were still in the pain of circumcision, Levi, Simeon and Levi went with a sword. And the Bible said they killed all the men in that place. And when Jacob was speaking to his children, he said to them, Levi, cursed is your anger. When a man is cursed, everything that should work for him works against him. He can't tell why. And we saw also in Exodus chapter number 1, two people from that same tribe gave birth to a child that was described as a proper child. The child was seen by God as one that can lead a whole nation out of captivity. And as God began to use that child to lead them, the Bible described Moses as the meekest on the face of the earth. But the same thing that affected Levi was the same thing that came back haunting after him. Anger. We have said again and again that we are product of nature and nurture. But we are not just that alone. We are also product of influences. Let me tell you the reason why you need to pay attention to this. Patterns are spiritual. Say it. Say it again. It cannot be solved with intellectual or emotional response. Do you get what I'm saying now? That you ate a pattern does not mean you have victory. No, sir. You can eat it and still actively subscribe to it. Do you get what I'm saying now? Eating a pattern does not guarantee what? Victory. Does not guarantee what? Does not guarantee what? Victory. We are a product of not just nature and nurture. Nature in the sense of all the things you were born with. Your inborn trait. Nurture in the sense of your upbringing. But we are also product of environment. The things we see. Environment has a way of imparting on our psychology. There are children who are not allowed to lay hands on their fellow younger ones, no matter the offense, true or not true. Many of you grew from homes where you have given your younger ones dirty slaps several times. Little wonder you feel like slapping your spouse. Do you get what I'm saying now? Children who have never seen their parents argue, there is a way they are wired. True or not true? Talk to me now. There is a way they are what? Wired. When you see wrong things, it is an attack. What did I say? It is an attack. An attack showing you what is possible. There are things that God didn't create you to know they are possible. Sometimes, with your innocent mind, and this has happened in most homes, particularly all over the world, really. Children who, for one reason or the other, try to hold their parent phone and stumble on pornography. Children, for one reason or the other, hold the man's phone and stumble on message from another woman other than the mom. Something sinks in the heart that men are cruel. That you came from a home where you have seen dad and mom stand face to face with each other and call themselves names. You are an idiot. You are an imbecile. You are this. And some will even go as far as sending the other person out and throwing the loads out. Some will go as far as even using their fist. Don't just hate the situation. You need to journey far from that environment to avoid repetition. Are you following me? I've spent time reading about the stories of World War I and World War II. We pray that there will be no World War III. All right. I've spent time looking at the event, hearing the account of men, particularly World War II. And one thing I've found out is that those who saw the event, some who fought in that event, the way they describe war, it's not the way an average person now describes war. Some of them, you notice that till now, they are still not balanced. I was saying some things on social media. Some of you are agitating that Biafra needs to happen now. We need to fight. I saw the leader of that sect giving the country 14 days ultimatum that there's going to be killings and destruction. And I wish he was in the country to lead it. Ojukwu was in Nigeria when that was happening. If you have seen certain things where it destroys men, you will never pray for it. Some of us have been exposed to the things that our innocent minds ordinarily should not see. Somehow, the generation ahead didn't really cooperate with God, and you were exposed to certain things, not all, some, that you should not see. Sometimes it is a home where the man will never take responsibility for the children's school fees. Sometimes it is a home where the man will not take responsibility as the priest of the house. Sometimes it is a home where the man will not walk in integrity. The best way to truly love your children is to love their mothers. I'm not saying mothers now, their mother. Do you get what I'm saying? The only way to love a child is to love the mother correctly. Something happens to the mind. There are many folks, many young men who no longer believe in marriage because of the things they've seen. Somebody was exposed to something that at that point, the heart, the mind was not designed to carry. And exposure generates possibilities. Are you following what I'm saying now? And I need to tell you, and I'm going to say this as simple as it is. If you find yourself in a toxic environment where you are seeing a present situation of a family that you don't want to see in your own future, the only way not to see it is to journey away, both physically and in your mind. I tell people who come from places that things are really bad, for you to really get help, you need to be very tough on the inside. Sometimes you must refuse to be affected by every news you hear. They have started again. Let them. I need to be fine too. I'm not the judge and jury of this family. There are times you need to... I'm telling you practicals. They call you from home every time. You are the one settling disputes, settling that. After you have helped them, now you'll be in trouble. You are fighting for everyone else. Your own mind is consistently bombarded with every rocket of attack. Sometimes the only way to truly help yourself is to journey far, because environment communicates. It shows you something. So what happens when the boy child, there are many boys who, when they see themselves behaving like the father, they quickly stop. I said, no, I'm not going to be like that man. There are many fathers who have lost their boys and they are not even aware. That the boy is just trying to cope. He looks at the man, say anything you say, I respect you because I'm a Christian, but not as a father. You have not truly represented what a father should be, and I cannot. For some people also, it is because the mother have spent time sharing different experiences with them. Parents learn this. When you do this to your children, you are destroying their minds. Anybody can be the hero of their story. Do you get what I'm saying? Anybody who shares stories is an hero of his story. You get what I'm saying now? You have heard things, you've pumped it into you, sometimes not even heard anything but observed. You look at the man and say, if this man had made wise choices, we would have not been here. We would have journeyed farther than this. Our family would have been better. There are men that see disaster coming, but the yoke of prayerlessness is so heavy in their life, they will still not pray till it comes. Do you get what I'm saying now? You are coming from a place you've never heard your father's. Most of us are there. You've never heard your father once say, I love you. Particularly the boy. You've never for once heard him. Men, why are we this hard? It is not strength. But many of you are on your way there already. To look at your fellow man and say, bro, I love you. And that doesn't mean you have problem. Can we look at ourselves and sincerely compliment? You look good. When do you ever hear a guy tell another guy you look good? Are you following me? Sit down. The traits will not just show up when you get married and have children. They are showing up now. You look at yourself, your heart is now so somehow hard. You have a younger one, he has just done well in his exam. Oh, wow, well done. When I pay your next school fees, okay, all right. Call me. Where's he called? Okay, Alpha. Drop a message. All right, good. You used to hate it, but now you are becoming what you hate. Because hating it is not enough. Do you get what I'm saying? Many people are in a situation that is, let me use the word unfortunate, that a mentality that God needs to deal with raised them. And the same thing has been communicated. What do you do? Children will grow under fathers that are violent. Hate violence, but they become violent. Have you noticed that sometimes what is really causing problem in a relationship is not just what the woman is doing, but what that thing reminds you of? Many men can be patient, but they will not. They can be patient, but they are trying to stop what will take years to stop in one day, because they don't want to have the instantly. Don't want to have the kind of home their parents had. So they say, I will fight you with everything I have till you stop these things. And they will fight that battle till that home becomes the same or worse. I need to tell you, ladies, listen to me. Most men, and I repeat, most men by nature are very patient. When you see a man become aggressive towards something, don't ask what you have done. Look at the area of his fears. Fears can make men aggressive. An average man is very strong outside, but a child on the inside. Very cold and sometimes insecure. He looks at life and asks himself, will I succeed? Will I not beg like my parents? The things we had to go through, will my child not go through it? So he believes the only way to love you is to provide money. This year alone, all the richest men, the top three, their wives left them. Abi, so money is not the key. Or let me say, money alone is not the key. Because it's part of the keys. Alaba. That girl that is telling you, let's marry like that. Explain. Let's leave it. Do you get what I'm saying? So the man comes to believe. The way to truly love you is to put food on the table. I've made food available. You have generator in the house. You have TV. What do you want? And you don't lack. So what do you want? He is not affectionate because he was raised that way. You can't afford to be a product of your father's house alone. Yoruba has have an headache. They say, "Oju kan lo nbimo, oju igba oju lo nwo." How do I put that in English now? When you download the message, ask somebody around you. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yeah. There are things that. Let me give you these illustrations. Illustrations will do. You are coming from an environment, you notice your dad with the fact that God blessed him early and didn't invest early. If you had invested early at 60 plus, the family would still not be renting apartments. What do you do? Don't just eat it, invest early. If you see something coming in your direction, avoid it. Sometimes the only way for your mind to be helped is that you must look to God and let him point you to other homes for help. That it is possible to be married and truly be happy 24/7. It is possible. Many homes are now soaked with level of bitterness that if they will take 2 years to begin to dig the matter, they can't finish. The wife has given up on the man. The only reason she's still there is because of the children. You will never be in such shoes. I'm telling you, there are many homes that the only thing holding them is no longer covenant. But the kids, the man will do rubbish, the woman looks at him, "For your children, I will endure." So you notice that the tendency for divorce shows up. You say they are in their 60s, why are they trying to divorce now? All the children have left. Are you following me now? So you notice why you were raised. Many of us are exposed to dangerous things. Your father will just tell you, "Don't trust women. Women are like this." Please take this statement in context. Should you be careful? Be careful of every human being. Some had grown with the mentality that your wife should never know your worth. She can know anything about you. She should not know your salary. You need somebody else to teach you. If that mentality created that chaos, it can't be your model. Your wife, women, the only way to control a woman is to make sure that you are rich. That's the only way. If you have money more than her, you will control her. The guy now is dating a girl who seems to be getting more funds. And every time he wants to get her control, you will destroy your home. If somebody said the only way to control a woman is through money, it means he didn't know the other ways. Anywhere there's correct leadership, there'll be influence. Women are not to be controlled, they are to be influenced. So this guy now carries that mentality. It's true. Now that I don't have money. No, don't, please stop accrediting the conflict you have with your spouse with your pocket status. I don't know if ladies have ever experienced what I'm saying before. That you had simple, some of you are afraid to talk because the guys are here. You have simple misunderstanding, and the next thing is that it's just cringing, and you know what he's thinking right now is that this girl don't respect me because I don't have money. So he believes that the only way to win honor is money. He gets the honor, no integrity, no faithfulness, no leadership, no sound leadership. He's not a priest. And is now frustrated. Now I have the money. Why would she not submit? No, sir. That's not the way it was made. So many of these mentalities are from dysfunctional men. People who have been hijacked halfway What are these things we're talking? Many things, many men have been exposed to. So your dad just loved to call you separately in the name of advice and pour many poisons. Pour many poisons. Sometimes when you get out of some conversation, you need to start rebuking it. I rebuke you from my heart. You will not stay. I refuse to believe. You know, you can enter into circles and come back home and look at your wife and just not trust her. You went somewhere, you read of a woman, or you heard one of your friends is sharing a story of how the wife went to build a house without telling him. Now you look at your wife, you are monitoring, you are checking her phone at night. Is she doing something? If I allow, please. Many of these things that are causing issues, they are not things that started when you were old. They started from the days that they've been pumping mentalities into you. And now they become part and parcel of your life. You can't even trace who taught you. Many people believe these things I'm saying. You want to really control a woman? Don't let her have money. When women have money, they become very stupid. There are men who believe these things. You marry a young girl, she can't go for masters. She can't go for PhD. Say, sit down at home. You just want to control. Why? And you want your daughters to marry a good man. And one of the questions young men need to ask themselves is that, if your daughter will marry a man like you, will you be happy? Talk to me now. If your daughter will bring someone exactly like you now, with all your mentalities, the one you want to use with that woman, if a man like that will come and marry your daughter, will you celebrate the home? Umar Opai said he told his son-in-law, "You are marrying my daughter. I'm going to sow a seed of a car. I'm going to sow seed of so and so to your home. Anytime you can reach out if you need help. But if you touch my daughter, I will tell God to show you what hell looks like." There are things called tendencies. What do I call them? Tendencies are things you are not doing yet, but you are capable of doing. Do you have the tendency of making home hell for your wife? There are men that somehow they were raised either by men that look like women or by women. So they pay attention to everything. Everything. They pay attention to everything. We bought this insecticide 2 weeks ago. You should spray this thing 3 times before it finishes. Now you sprayed it twice. What's happening in this house? When you buy a Titus fish, you cut into 8 places. How come this one is 4? It is amazing that you are laughing, but you should know they are happening. Okay. And it starts from now. Nobody can do anything for you perfectly. If they cook, you go and touch side of the pot. Is there charcoal there? Okay. This, okay. He likes to go to the market himself. No. I need to know what's happening. You've not seen? He likes to go to the market himself. Okay. Okay. How much did you buy this? Come and give me an account. Okay. You bought Iru. Okay. 100 naira. How about this? Okay. Meat. Yeah. 3,000. Okay. Tomato. Why is tomato small like this? Did you buy from my mom or you? And one of the symptoms of men like that is that when you have problem with them, they report you instantly to his parent. Most of you don't know that the things you are reporting your wife about to your parent, you will settle. But your parents won't forget. And those of you who are reporting your spouses to your friends, you will sit your friend down and wash your spouse in their presence. I have somebody, I think I'll share this with you, who was trying to talk to a girl. The girl was not agreeing and all those things. And the way this person finished this girl, all the things I didn't know. It will never be said of me in my life that Lazarus said this. Best response. So finally, after he had washed and said all those things, he now ended up marrying the same girl. I said, Jesus, how do you expect me? Imagine he has shared that with me. I don't know the number of folks that he has shared that with. And one day you come demanding for respect for the same woman. Do you get what I'm saying now? Let me say, the reason why upbringing is a very serious thing that God needs to correct is because it happened when your life was being formed. So many are already trying to build on such faulty foundation. Some people believe that when you are married, you Abba, you can still, you can, you, why not? A day, some people believe a day will come, they will still have to sleep with another woman. They believe. They are not doing it now, but they believe, one day it may happen. No, sir. Definitely with that mentality, one day it will happen. Because you have already opened the door. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yeah. Some people believe that one day they may, there are things that they just believe one day they can do those things. They are not yet beating the woman because they are still new. But they keep telling themselves, if you do beyond this thing, one day I will teach you a lesson. And that seed has been sown since you were a child. But you didn't expose yourself to corrections. You didn't expose yourself to unlearning. You are not an African man. You are a kingdom man. You are from Zion. Some were raised in homes where there is a cup. Only daddy drinks with that cup. And the children are growing up, they know this cup is for daddy. This plate for daddy. Are they seeing already that two is not one? Do you get what I'm saying now? There are folks who, from what they've seen is that in a home, the wife has her room, the husband has his room. And they are not polygamous. But for the wife to come to the room, you need to let him know ahead that on Tuesdays we share the bed. And then by 1 a.m. you go back to your own room. It will amaze you the things that exist in different places. Well, like I said to you, if you are going to break free from the possibility of repeating it, brothers and sisters, you must leave your father's house. And by leaving, I'm not talking about just walking out. You must live in mentality. You must seek to see places where balance exists. There are families you visit, the fear of marriage dies. There are families you visit, it increases. That is the reason why I don't want to get married. Are you following me now? So you begin to ask yourself, what are the things that are not yet visible in my life but I have the tendency of doing? Do I have the tendency of being too hard? Being too hard. You don't love anybody. Say, I'm a man. You can't cry, don't cry. When somebody does something that makes you happy, thank you. Oh, wow. I'm touched. I'm touched. Wow. Amazing. You did this. I'm touched. God bless you there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you following me now? It is not true that men don't cry. Cry when you need to cry, sir. Please. Cry when you need to cry. There are days you need to explode in tears on the laps of your wife. Explode in tears. Let her be the comfort. Men don't cry. Men don't cry. They die early. Suicide statistics, men ranking high. We say women are emotional. How come they live longer? Maybe being emotional is even a way out. Many of you have grandmas. Your grandpas are gone. They kept quiet. The grave swallowed them. It's a very serious matter. How many times do you hear a woman just slump and die? Men, too many things, too many loads on that heart. Are you following me now? Yes. An average man is raised in a way that silence is the way. Let me just keep quiet about this. Let me just keep quiet. There's no point. But this kind of matter, you don't share it with your wife. If you share it with your wife, I think God delivered me from those things. Yeah. Yes. Me? I just communicate to God. One day my wife told me, the things you are not talking about, are you aware God has designed me to solve it? I said, right. It's a trap when you think women can't do those things. Women can't do more than what men can do. Take this from me. I'm telling you. Women, they may feel, That's why I told my wife. My wife will cry that I'm not eating.
You are eating.
In the house where I was born, if you don't eat your food, others will eat it. Why is my husband not eating? Because you have to eat your food. Oh, baby, I will eat. When we first got married, I would just go and lock myself up. I would say, something is wrong with my wife. What should I teach her now? How do I go about this? Oh God, don't teach her anything. That's their makeup. I've missed you. We are in the same house. You've been seeing me all day. You still miss me? What should I do? Well, later I found out being present is not the same as being available. Women don't just want to be present, they want to be available. You know what I'm saying? I have the natural tendency of being here and not here. John need. Our fathers are not the template. The word of God is. And we must model ourselves according to that pattern. Our time is gone. Bible study will dig it out. Is that okay now? By the grace of God, I will teach like mother, like daughter syndrome, second service. And Bible study, we come to combine the both. And I will show you excellently through God's word the way out. But I believe I've been able to help somebody lay foundation for what to be going into. Are you following me now? Brothers, are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Now talk to me now. Brothers, are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Rejoice. You know, ladies, let me say this to you. We don't have terrible men in this church. You won't believe? We don't have. We have men who have been formed and shaped with the word. Rejoice. Not all men are privileged to be pastored. These ones are pastored. Are you following me? Very important. And let me round up with this statement. Some men carry the pain they were not designed to bear. The pain of the things that didn't work out in their homes. The pain of how they wish they were raised. Many pain. And because a man does not put up those fronts, he reacts from them, but the woman feels is wicked. Many men are children on their inside. But life adding them. And I pray for the guys, you will come out. You will not be trapped in the name of Jesus. Rest your feet, everyone. And just pray that prayer in the name that is above all names. Be a lady, pray for your spouse. Be a man, pray for yourself. I will not repeat wrong patterns in the name of Jesus. I am truly helped. I am truly helped in the name. Please pray that prayer. Pray it sincerely. Pray it with the whole of your heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for all of you in the name that is above all names. God will help you. Please say that amen with power.
Amen.
Men, God will help you. You will be stronger than your enemies. You will be stronger than your parents. You will not fall where they fell. You will not fail where they failed. Receive grace to do better. And rebuke fears in your heart. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Rejoice.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.